Hey, welcome to Getting Hoppy. I'm your beer baroness, Ashley. So let me tell you a little bit about what this podcast is all about. It's basically a show about beer. Craft, domestic, foreign. If it's beer, I'm talking about it. And what the hell? Let's throw in adult apple juice, also known as the cider section. A little bit about me. I'm a 38-year-old mother to one human, mother to two dogs, wife of one, who loves beer. I mean, I know a lot of people like beer, but I never used to like beer at all. So for me, craft beer has been something awesome that I've discovered over the past 4 years. And I'm just as excited about it now as I was 4 years ago. I live in the Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area, and we are a big brew nation here. I'd like to sit here and name them all because there's so many and I have so many favorites, but this is the first episode, so I want to leave you wanting more, people. You know, women drinking beer have come a long way, baby. I feel like when I first started drinking out, women were primarily drinking wine all the time or fruity mixed drinks, and I just didn't fit in with that. Most of the girls I knew were out there having their pinky popped up on the stem of their wine glasses, and the ones that did drink beer were choking back bottles of Bud Light or something equally as basic at Thornhill Racetrack or Bobby Mackey's nightclub. Now, I know some people like Bud Light, and let me just say, what the puke are you thinking? See, I didn't fall into that category of slumming it up with the Bud Light people. And I sure didn't fall into the pinky popped up on the wine stem. High liquor is only for this broad. I had to be badass. Plus, I felt like my only beer choices at that time were domestics. Hello, Coors Light, my first. And none of those lagers or pilsners had distinctive enough flavors to get my drink ticket at the bar. So, gone are the days, ladies. Gone are the days when your only choice was Bud puking my bottle light, or if I'm watching my figure, Michelob Ultra. And ladies, I'm trying to make a case here for you for craft beer. Not that it needs any help, but I still feel like there's more dudes out there that like the craft beer than the ladies. You don't have to be a bearded hipster to show up at your favorite craft beer bar. Plenty of ladies, plenty of dogs. And no, I'm not talking about that gal sitting next to me. Craft beer bars are dog and kid friendly, which I feel like reaches out to a lot of the female population. Because a lot of the female population, if they don't have human babies, they've got dog babies. So you can get shit-faced with Fido or lob a tit out to nourish your baby. Hey, no judgments here, but let's just hope you aren't actually ingesting beer whilst feeding your baby. So yeah, I'm happy to say we have beer choices now. And that doesn't include Coronas with Dos Limas, even though I can crack back some Coronas in the summer. And speaking of summer, I'm going to take the opportunity to hit up a lot of summer beers right now. You know, light ales, a good Kolsch or Gose, or maybe even an IPA. Now, I know all the beer people out there, all the beer snobs everywhere, especially, you know, at the craft breweries, are like, IPAs, IPAs, Well, I'm not a huge IPA girl. They're very strong to me, and that makes me they make me feel funny. And no, that wasn't because it was laced with something. They're just really strong. Like, to me, they're really strong. They usually have a really high ABV, which is alcohol by volume, for all you newbies out there to the craft beer world. Or just, I don't know. I never really knew what ABV was until I started drinking craft beers. Because I think before, I would just drink beer in hopes that I'd get hammered and call it a night. So, it did seem fitting to me to start this podcast with a beer of a brewery that has a shit ton of IPAs, which is Ballast Point. Ballast Point is a Cali brewery. And the beer that I'm reviewing is Easy Seas. This is a mimosa-inspired ale brewed with oranges. I'd never had this beer before today, and my take on this beer was that I drank half of it and poured the other half in my grass. So, you know, hopefully my grass isn't dead, because this beer was expensive. Ballast Point's beers, I think, are very expensive. My favorite, Blackberry Wench, for 6 glass bottles of that beer is, like, I think $16, if I remember correctly. So I think that's pretty expensive. Which craft beer is more expensive than domestic. But you know, I mean, you're getting a better beer, in my opinion. So back to this nasty beer. This beer tasted like someone dumped canned Donald Duck orange juice from the 80s into some Franzia boxed wine. And just to be clear, I've had several Ballast Point brews, and I'm normally a fan. So this is the only one that I've not liked so far. And it is 10% ABV, which I think is high. So it's not a beer I would just sit around and keep drinking if I actually liked it. It'd be like a 1 or maybe 2 and done. What I did like about it was its label art. And I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I totally go for a beer based off the label. I'm kind of shallow like that. Or if I like the name of a beer, I'll buy it. And Ballast Point's labels always have skeletons doing something fun on them. Like this one, for example, had like 1 female skeleton and 2 male skeletons. So I guess she was getting it on both sides. Out on some boat, like, just, and one was wearing a captain's hat. So I guess they were on a boat somewhere just having a good time. I mean, the brewery's name is Ballast Point, so very fitting. So final thought. This beer was straight ass. And I hope no one wastes their money on this brew. And I certainly never will again. On that brew. Not Ballast Point. Just that particular beer. Alright. So, like I said, I'm new to this. So this is going to wrap up the first episode of Getting Hoppy. And if you have any beers you'd like me to review, you can hit me up on Instagram at Beer Baroness Ash. That's BeerBaronessAsh. And like any good sorority sister would, damn it, I'll drink it. And if you like this episode, hit a girl up on my Insta and hit subscribe. And if you didn't like it, you're terrible. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's my first time. Be kind. In the meantime, cheers, darling. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Really, it's not. I'm just around trying to get this whole podcast biz right.